The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, October 16th at a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today as we talk a little bit of politics today. Just a little bit, nothing too detailed. Because there's a lot of politics in the news today. I want to talk about Grand Bahama. I had a particular song that I wanted to play, but I didn't get it. Did I get it? No? No, I didn't get it now. But the song was, It's All Right Now. It's all right now because I am in my Savior's care. It's all right now because I didn't forget the words. My Savior answers prayers. You know, he walks beside me behind. You need me. I just hum. You, that's why you should find the words for me, man, Kermit, right? I just hum that part and just do the chorus. But that's good. My point is Grand Bahama, West Grand Bahama, and Bimini needs a savior. And apparently the people, just like the Palm Sunday, had a savior delivered to them and the people cried out. Recently, the Progressive Liberal Party sent out an announcement. The announcement says the Progressive Liberal Party is now accepting applications from aspirants for West Grand Bahama and Bimini by-election. The Progressive Liberal Party will be accepting applications for possible nominees to contest the by-election scheduled for West Grand Bahama and Bimini constituency. The by-election is occasioned by the untimely passing of the late Obi Wilshkim. Applications should be in writing along with a resume and a copy of your Bahamian passport. Any potential candidate must be a member of the Progressive Liberal Party in good standing. Applications will be accepted from today, Sunday, the 15th of October, 2023, until midnight, Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. All applications are to be delivered to the Secretary General at the PLP headquarters, the Lyndon Pinglin Center, Farrington Road, either by hand or via email at sgmyplpconnect.com. Thereafter, the applicants should make themselves available for an in-person interview at short notice. Applicants as aspirants are reminded that as a condition of being part of the application process, each aspirant understands and accepts the decision of the party is within its absolute discretion. I think that last word there is key. But I have a voice note I want to play. So I'll let that play, and then we'll have a discussion on what is it? What type of savior does West Grand Bahama and Bimini want? So that's what our discussion is going to be today. And you can call me at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-425 now. And we're going to talk about that savior. So play that clip for me, please.
How are we going to choose our candidates? And who's going to choose those candidates? And what are we looking for in the candidate? And how do we know that person, not because you like them, is a great candidate? What we have to do is begin to look at demographics, how the constituency is made up. What we have to then look at is candidates. Because somebody shows up and says, I won't be a candidate. Well, that don't mean he could be a candidate. You know, when I ran for the first time, you know, I had to have a primary. We had a runoff. And I'm trying to figure out what's so hard about that. Robert Grant wanted to be the candidate, Obie Wilshke wanted to be the candidate, and we had to do 3 runoffs before it was finished. And so why aren't we allowing the people then to make the decision? Everybody shows up and says, I want to be a candidate. And everybody would do some bootlicking to be a candidate. But are they going to be a good candidate? What is their characteristics? What did they do before they tried to be a candidate? Tell me about their service to country. Tell me about what they did. Did they just simply come out of law school or come out of med school or come out of the accounting field and say, I want to be a candidate? What committee was before? Were you ever part of any bodies? Did you participate in anything before? Oh, no. What you were doing now? Oh, no. The point is, where have you shown that you have an interest in people? So how are you and why should you be? That's when the PLP used to choose a candidate, you know. Not predicated on the profession, but predicated on the heart. The great Sir Lyndon Pinlan used to say that you could always see somebody cheat, but you can't ever see the heart. It's the heart. That's why you end up with the Clarence Baines and the Clifford Darlings. If you were asking them to be college graduates, they were not. But they were, though, were people who cared about people. And they were servants of people. The great lecturer, Cornel West, says it so succinctly. He says, how can you lead a people if you don't love a people? And he says, how can you save a people if you can't serve the people? Well, it comes together. You're looking for those persons who are not trying to be served, but want to serve. So Grand Bahama, you've got to think about it. What is it that we're trying to build? What is it that we want in Grand Bahama? What difference do we want to make?
And that is the late Obadiah Wilshkem speaking about the process of selecting a member of parliament, the process now, I assume, of selecting the next member of parliament for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. In the headline, Guardian, you got to go by the Guardian. The headline says, Gibson, I am the people's choice. He believed that there is a selected group who has selected him. And I'm listening to Obadiah Wishcombe, who said that there should be a primary, some type of runoff. You can't just automatically proclaim, I am that savior who climbed the heavenly stairs. That's why it's one that biblical quote to that song earlier, to get it quoted properly. We need process. I'm not sure if anyone has noticed, but there is infighting happening inside the PLP at this present time. Just like the FNM. The FNM fighting. Remember they had that big bust up the other day where one guy grabbed the next guy's throat and they forget that people's recording, right? Where one party member is suing the whole entire party and trying to get millions of dollars saying that they disenfranchise him. There's an infighting now happening inside the PLP. Usually such things are covered. I remember there's a voice note with the chairman of the Progressive Party, Frederick Mitchell, who says that sometimes things need to be private in the party, that members of parliament needs to hold their tongue because you can't say things in public, right? And in The Guardian, you got to get The Guardian today because the whole Guardian full of news today. It says, Mitchell's says, there is only one PLP leader at a time. They talking all their business, right? I see in another newspaper, it says that Gibson said that Mitchell was wrong. Right, trying to see if I find that again so I can quote that properly, right? But my point is, there is a uneasiness happening within the PLP at this present time. And let's talk about that. At this present time, the war room, the PLP machinery, has been activated. People are openly campaigning in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. There's a contingent of Nassau-based politicos who are on the ground campaigning. They were campaigning from before the internment of Obadiah Wishcombe, but they intensity started when people dropping off wreath at the grave site and then giving political speeches, when people are singing hymns at the memorial service, when people are at the airport waiting and chanting names and putting down palm leaves and shouting out, Hosanna! Hosanna! He reached. Our Savior is here. My concern is, who activated the war room? It couldn't be our Prime Minister, who's in charge of the war room, who activated. It couldn't be the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, because he said already that nothing is going to start till after the internment of their colleague. But the war room has been initiated, is ignited. And in fact, the war room is challenging the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party and openly challenging them. In fact, a number of them are calling that he move out of the way. In fact, the former Prime Minister, Perry Gladstone Christie, has publicly challenged the chairman. Publicly challenged the authority of the Progressive Liberal Party. We ain't talking governance now. We're talking about the party itself. And now I ask you, who does the chairman of the party represent? Who does the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party speaks for? Surely the chairman speaks for the leader of the party. Has the leader of the party come as yet to say, hey, the chairman is wrong? Has the deputy leader of the party come out and say, hey, cease and desist? Or are they silent and silent gives consent? So this is where my conversation is now. Is this what is happening healthy for the Progressive Liberal Party? If Shane Gibson receives the nomination, can he work with Frederick Mitchell? Or Frederick Mitchell will have to be moved as the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. There have been some people been calling for that for a while. But the leadership said, man, no, we like Mitchell there. He does a good job. He does our agenda. He does our portfolio, what we want him to do. So let him stay right there. And when we get tired, we'll ask him to move. We ain't doing that now. But I see the phone lines are lit up. I mean, people calling. I want Grand Bahama people call, which is 242-300-5720. And they can give their opinion. Who all is in Bimini? I see a picture of Leslie Miller campaigning. At least I think he was campaigning. But he in Bimini talking to people on behalf of someone who there already. Go ahead, Carly. Can you hear me?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, morning, 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 man. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gibson would be the man.
Why?
Shane is kind.
Why do you say that he would be the man?
Shane Gibson will be. This is just a process that the PLP is going through. This is for Mark. Shane Gibson is. I have known Mr. Gibson for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gibson is not a person that stirs up trouble.
You don't call this trouble?
He had to be in lead and some way to go up there to test the water.
So only two persons can lead him. Will be the chairman and the leader. Only two.
So somebody leading Shane Gibson to this.
And if it's
now,
not...
No, mine and mine and mine. Listen, let me say this because I know you can
call
me.
No, I ain't calling you because you're going back and forth. If it's not the chairman and it's not the leader, then the person's out of order.
Well, I can say that.
Go ahead, say it.
I can go on the limb and say this.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
It might have been the chairman or the leader telling boy go test and see what them people can say. But listen, after tomorrow night, after 12 o'clock tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
everything shut down. If you name me in by 12 o'clock tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Only one name in so far.
But no name in at all in. The,
huh?
process just started, no name in.
Well, only one. Yeah, you could go put in your name now because it has to be in before 12 o'clock tomorrow night.
And we don't know who put in their names yet.
Well, only one name in so far.
No name in.
How you know?
But part of the thing is, only the chairman can announce the name. See, y'all, order.
I said the name.
And I said.
So the man can't put his name in?
Well, we know no one put no name in yet. You
say, you say ain't nobody put their name in yet. You sound like you're closer to them than me. I got to be careful.
Only the chairman can say that.
But listen to me.
Go ahead.
Bimini and Vincent,
mm-hmm.
they and the hand are a good man. Shane Gibson, one love. Trust me, you played the thing from Obi Whitcomb a couple minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let the people pick the candidate.
I can talk about that. Thanks very much, caller.
Right.
The caller said, put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Let's go to the next caller there.
Hey, we say, Cecil.
How you doing, man? Blessings to you.
Huh?
Blessings to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Papa, are you okay?
I doing well, man. Blessings.
Okay. You asked the question, who Fred Mitchell speak for?
Go ahead.
He's speaking for himself, boy.
So you believe that our prime minister, who just traveled all the way to Italy in first class, sitting right next to Frederick Mitchell.
Say that again. What you say about Frederick?
I said, you believe that our prime minister, Philip Davis, who flew all the way to Italy, first class, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours to Europe, who sat right next to Fred Mitchell, sat next to him during that 5, 10 hour flight, whatever, an overlay, whatever it is. And you say that our prime minister didn't say, man, you speaking for yourself, you didn't stop? He didn't say that to him at all?
No, I believe him and Fred Mitchell is a team together.
So now you changing the word?
If somebody get him publicly, he'll say something like that or something like that. They like a team together. And Fred, it's like, yeah, I don't know what you, if you vote for Brave to be prime minister, right?
Mr. Davis. There you go.
Yeah, prime minister to be prime minister. I's one of them. And to tell you the truth, it's like Brave Davis is a puppet. You know, like would it be pulled by strings and stuff? It's like Fred running everything. So Mr. Mitchell running everything.
I can talk about that.
And ain't nobody voting to be no prime minister. And he's running everything.
I believe you don't understand the jobs.
Say that again?
You're not appreciating the roles that each person plays.
Listen,
there's someone who
controls. Right?
One minute for me.
Papa.
Papa.
Feel the same way.
Papa, one minute for me.
Yes, sir.
The chairman of the party is in charge of the party.
Well, stop saying that. You're making us angry when you say that.
I'm making you angry that the chairman?
We regret voting for them guys to be in leadership right now. You ask a question, what Shane Gibson expect if he expect to work with Fred Mitchell?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody trying to work with Fred Mitchell. We trying to take that party back. Then they have a convention coming up soon. Fred need to be the next prime minister or the next leader of the PLP.
I think...
And talk about scandals.
Papa, you're a prophet. You're a prophet, Papa. That's what is happening now. There's a coup happening, but nobody want to acknowledge it. People are trying to take their party back.
Let's be talking. We just be talking, but I don't know if you all just be listening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you all just be listening. This been happening a little while. The past 2 years were gone. Turned out to be a big disappointment. It's like Fred Mitchell and Brad doing something. Sorry, Prime Minister Davis and Fred Mitchell doing something what we didn't expect. I expect people like, you're talking about Leslie Miller walking and campaigning for Shane. I expect former Prime Minister Christie to do it also. And I wouldn't be surprised if Lady Pin didn't come down. But this thing with Brad Davis and Fred Mitchell doing to the PLP party, they're hurting a lot of people. It's like, Prime Minister Davis and Fred Mitchell hijacked the party. If Bradley Roberts was alive, Fred Mitchell couldn't do this foolishness. What are you doing?
Let me talk about it. Thank you very much, Papa. If Bradley Roberts was alive, I don't believe anyone would dare to challenge him, to publicly come and challenge him. No PLP supported that city. They don't sow discord. They come as one uniform body. They have caucus behind closed doors and make a decision. In that letter that the Progressive Liberal Party issued out, they said that when the decision is made, the decision is final. They ain't want to hear no uproar in Bimini and Grand Bahama saying ain't things ain't fair. Decision has been made. Let me go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
ECA, good morning.
Good morning to you, man.
A very interesting commentary that Papa has been providing to us, a general snapshot of how so many PLPs, hardcore, I would call them PLPs, are so disgruntled with this current administration. I want to correct him on one thing, though. Listen, the Bahamian people does not vote for the prime minister. The prime minister is selected from the caucus, from his PLP caucus, and made the prime minister. The Bahamian people don't vote for the prime minister. That is something that we would like to fix going forward, where the Bahamian people select who in the winning party would become prime minister. But the Bahamian people do not vote for the prime minister. My second point here is that I have sources on the ground in Grand Bahama. And if you look at the people between Grand Bahama and Bimini, you know, the semblance on the ground indicates that Grand Bahamians tend to favor the FNM more than the PLP, and Biminites tend to favor the PLP over the FNMs. So in other words, from what I'm gathering, they're saying the strong ones between the two PLPs are in Bimini and the FNMs are in Grand Bahama. So if one person could speak for both caucuses, then this is going to be a very interesting bone that I guess we would like to keep on the periphery, just keep watch on how this race is going to pan out. And lastly, for me, is that I listened to Michael Pintard and the FNM, Honorable Michael Pintard, and he's absolutely correct in terms of the FNM should not stay out of this race. They need to put someone in the race to run because of perception. Now, we got to run on the perception now. The second they don't do that, then two things are going to happen. The FNMs are going to be disgruntled, and the PLPs are going to be in high praises that this thing doesn't happen, so that didn't happen. So, obviously, they didn't have a strong candidate or strong man to run in the race to compete for the seat. And then lastly, you know, you talk about the COI. Well, we'll see where the COI stands in this whole thing. But no matter which way it is, in closing, the people of Grand Bahama or West End and the people of Bimini, they have to speak to who they want as their lead person to lead those communities. And that's where it's at right now. So thanks for taking my call, my brother. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I want to read this quote, right? This is a quote from the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. See, I understand what a chairman is, right? I understand what a chairman is, and I believe people are forgetting the responsibility and the mandate that he has. The chairman says,
I can tell you, is the PLP is a hierarchical organization, and there can only be one leader at a time. So yada, yada, yada can be said by whoever and wherever and whatever. But at this time, and for this time, at this time, like it is, Philip Davis is the leader. So that's that. I think Mr. Mitchell is hinting that he's following the mandate of his leader. There's another quote I want to read that, right, says, so we know how it works. This is so funny to me. Let me see if that's the right one. Okay. Let the word go forth. The PLP is so structured and its institutions are intact and unassailable, so don't worry. Everybody be happy. That's not what I want to read, though. I should underline this thing. But long and short of it, the chairman is trying to say that there's one leader. There's a process. The process has been identified. So there'll be no usurping of power by the oligarchs or the old set of people who were there before. They have a system, and that system is led by the prime minister or the leader of the party, Philip Davis, and they ain't gonna have nobody usurp that type of system. But let's go back to the callers there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Where is your sidekick this morning?
She had an appointment, so she had to go. So
okay,
by myself.
She had her share to say.
And the thing is, I had a show plan around her, so she see me trying to cut and paste, and she gone. And I said, but where are the notes? Yeah, but go ahead.
You know, listening to all of this, you know what came to mind?
Mm-hmm.
Is something my grandma used to say. It's a scripture that made the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Because these people in Grandmama and Bimini, they need some help.
They do need help, but they are very religious oriented. A number of spiritual themes have already taken place in this pre-by-election. They calling people savior. They playing Negro script, spirituals and evoking God in this this election already.
You know, it's weird because the PLP should not have to fight the way they are fighting. It's embarrassing because I know the FNM to do that, not the PLP. I'm sorry, but this is something I'm familiar with out of the FNM, not the PLP. You understand me? They usually do things like privately. They don't air dirty laundry in public. And the way Mr. Sheen Gibson is speaking about Mr. Mitchell, and the way Mr. Mitchell is speaking about Mr. Christie and those, and talking about you know, resurrecting the dead and all kind of foolishness, it's not called for. If the party have a stand, then be quiet and go with the stand. You understand me? Let Sheen Gibson do what Sheen Gibson wants to do. At the end of the day, the people are going to either vote them in on Obi Wilscombe's strength or vote them out on Obi Wilscombe's lack thereof.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. Like Mr. Gibson said, Obi is his friend. Then, of course, you campaign right after that. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's happening, CA?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Hey, I find it most amazing that the people who call Mantle West End and Bimini can't tell you the difference between West Grand Bahama and West End Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that caller was in my head a few minutes ago because, like she said, the FNM is a party known for having these public squawks. So what that tells me, the PLP has cracks in their armor.
And no one is highlighting that or acknowledging that this is a crack. This don't happen.
Yeah. So, you know, I must give kudos to Mr. Pentad, right honorable Pentad, for keeping the FNM together, for honoring the agreement that him and Fred Mitchell made that, hey, there would be no campaigning, there would be no movements until after the funeral, until after everything is done with. And he kept that word. You didn't see any movement from the FNM and Grandmama with regards to the FNM into the West End seat.
Carl, what you trying to say? You trying to say that there was no FNM on the ground? However, there is scores of PLP campaigning like crazy, even at the graveyard.
Well, did you see in any videos with FNM campaigning?
Give it time. They can send it to me soon. Don't worry, I can see it soon.
I'm talking about before
mm-hmm.
or during the funeral.
Mm.
You didn't see no videos or no WhatsApp or no pictures, no nothing with the FNM on the ground.
Mm.
Unlike the PLP. Mm-hmm. You know, and another thing is, she ain't just some blatant disrespect towards the system and towards the PLP. Shane Gibson was saying, Michael, nobody invited him to Michael, but he was at Michael campaigning while you have a certain PLP MP there. Certain PLP MP there and Michael.
Mm.
Now he's in West End.
And
I want you to take a good look at those videos with the PLP supporters.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those people are voters? How many of those people are from West Grand Bahama that can vote? Don't mind the crowd. How many of those are voters? That's what you need to think about. How many of those are registered voters? I'll hang up and continue to listen.
Thank you very much, Colin. I'm going to read this text. Good morning, CA. This is a PLP secession fight. It's not about Grand Bahama seat. Some in the party want Sheen in there because the party don't want Chester to succeed Brave. They want options. Get your popcorn. It's going to be entertaining. I would subscribe to that, no. I would subscribe to that this is a leadership fight. This is a challenge to the leader of the party. That there's a splinter there. There's an old guard that's saying, I don't like where this PLP going. This talk about having a training school, teaching new candidates how to be MPs and that they have options over senior PLP, that can't work. We got to flush that. So in order to flush that, we got to go back to the old system. We got to take this party over. Let's go back to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
I'm pleasant. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. Blessings to you.
How you doing? I got 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, man. Do your 30 seconds.
But anyway, Mr. Dory, you know, sometimes, Mr. Dory, openly I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You appear to seem to know everything about what's going on.
You see that, eh? I see
it. But what I'm saying is you don't allow some people who know what's going on to say what they got to say. You are cut people who know what's going on and acting like you know what's going on more than anybody else. Do you know why Shane Gibson left my car and decided to go to Freeport?
I assume somebody... No, hold on. I'm going to ask you a question.
No, hold on.
If you're going to say that a mystical person call him, and you're going to tell me no name, but you're going to say a pretend person call him and tell him come. Go ahead, tell me. Go ahead.
I tell you, this is a leadership. This is a leader thing like Pop is telling you. If you notice the cahoots and the cahoots on this side or the next side, there's some cahoots going on. Because I tell you, you heard Mr. Mitchell said there will be no campaigning until after the burial, right? We all heard that out of the mouth of a politician, right? The people that always promise you everything, right? And promises normally are comfort to a fool, right? We heard that. We read that in the Guardian and in the Tribune. But from the day Obi died, there was campaign going on, not publicly.
Who's campaigning?
There was underground campaign going on. There was talk about who was going to fulfill Obi's shoes after he died.
What faction was campaigning?
From Bimini, the Grand Bahama.
I say what faction, but I say where.
Let me tell you something. Didn't I shock you the other day when I told you?
Who else in the PLP campaigning?
Was it I that told you that a certain person got a call and asked them to stand down for my cause?
I heard a mythical story, and I said, I accept that. You made that up. That's where you get it from. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, just listening, you know, Jeff made a very... I wanted to correct Papa on as far as the voting in the Prime Minister. So Jeff is correct on that, but I'm poised here, and I'm upset that, you know, on the chat, and I just verified it with C. Allen, right, that they had, this government has replaced some hierarchy in the Parliamentary Register Office in Freeport, right? And so what it says is that the other people are being replaced with 52-week temporary workers, right? So this person who they put there is pensionable. But I liken it to being putting your coonies in place before this by-election or whatever is coming up, whatever they're doing. I'm not involved in the intricacies of this party. But what I'm saying is, I would like for the media and people to let the Bemidji people know this at large. So why these type of maneuvers? Why all of a sudden an abrupt changes in three key members of the Parliamentary Register Office? I don't know who they are. And why is it nobody came forward from Peabody and called and said anything about this? I think one was given administrative leave. Oh, whatever it is. I don't know the euphemism behind these things, Mr. Allen. Mr. Newey. But what I'm saying is the media need to look at this. This is what I'm concerned about. I'm not going to comment on politics, which is, you know, BS. I mean, it's a perpetual cycle of just, I don't know. It's ridiculous to be able to beam in people's thing. But what I'm saying is, why is nobody talking about that? Why are these changes being made all of a sudden to the Parliamentary Register Office in Freeport? With temporary workers, et cetera. What is the reason behind it? Could someone from the PLB explain that?
I can answer it this way.
Pardon?
Has any opposition party raised any alarm or concern?
I'm not worried with the opposition. See,
my point is,
you know,
my point is nobody sees...
I'm not concerned about the opposition. I'm concerned with me as a citizen hearing it as news and then wanting the people to know...
Because what has happened is standard.
And somebody to document what's going on. I don't want to worry about the opposition, you know.
You have a conspiracy theory.
I'm single. Out of many, we all are one. Bless up.
Bless up. I'm just saying that what you're suggesting is a conspiracy theory. None of the opposition parties are saying that what is happening is untoward. They understand what is happening. Say, hey, that's legitimate. Let's move on now to the by-election. Right? And you're hinting that something sinister is happening. But no, nothing sinister is happening. Let's go to the next caller there. I see the FNM announcer said, the FNM plans to contest this by-election. They're going gun-ho. They're going opposite to what the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram said or recommended, that they do not contest it. They believe they have a chance. They're going to put their best man forward, whoever that is, and they're going to challenge. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mr. Newey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Blessings to you.
Okay. My information that I received, there is an internal investigation going on with those three persons.
I am entertained that you know information that the police has not given. That's either clairvoyant or you good. Because that ain't nobody else know it. Nobody else know about that at all. So, you know, I can't let you say it. Unless you can give your name and testify, so when they sue you only for making up things. No, it can't happen like that. But I'm saying that there is seemingly a crack where we see senior PLP of the old guard, this is what I say, pre-Philip Davis, and now are returning to the fore, and now are on the ground in Grand Bahama, and they're campaigning, and there are voices drumming, whispers in the air, saying that this is a leadership challenge, right? Saying that Fred Mitchell is speaking on behalf of the Prime Minister, and the people who was the old guard before they lost, they had lost miserably, and before they got this big victory, are saying they want their party back. They want to put it back to where it was. It ain't working like how it's supposed to work. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Nero. Was I cut off?
We are concerned that you are given information that you cannot verify. So you cannot say it.
Yeah. Back to what's going on as far as campaigning. I thought the PLP party sent out a message earlier that nobody should hit the ground campaigning until Mr. Wilscombe is put to rest, right?
And I'll ask you this question. Who did you see campaigning?
Well, I didn't see anybody campaigning, but
so
I saw
people. So therefore, there's nobody campaigning. There are people just rallying over.
I think they were just respecting Mr. Wilscombe. By wearing the PLP t-shirts.
That's what's happening.
I'll say this.
Yes.
The PLP party has a structure. They have a constitution. And I think we all, as PLPs, need to follow our constitution and just let this one play out. Whoever is chosen as the best candidate, we all will rally behind.
Would you be prepared for them to have a debate and a competition between whoever vie for this position to be...
Well, to be honest with you, you know, the PLP party just had a constitutional reform, right?
Yes.
Well, let's go by the Constitution and see what the Constitution says as far as persons being nominated. Okay? And what do you have to do to be before you're nominated?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have a new system where you have to do an aspiring candidate course, first of all. Okay? And this is why I think Mr. Mitchell is saying what he's saying as far as those who will be selected will be from the aspiring candidates during the last general election.
But surely senior PLPs who were candidates before, MPs before, don't have to go through this candidacy course. I'm surely...
Let me put it to you this way. I'm not running for anything.
Philip,
even if you're running
go through that course.
Even if you're running for a position in the party, you had to do the same aspiring candidate course. I myself have done the course, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not running for any position in the party, but just in case if I decided I wanted to, at least the mandate has been met, okay? So my thing is this. Let's just let this one play out, and we'll see how it goes from here on in.
Definitely, we are definitely watching. We are entertained, and we will see how this pans out. We will see if this is indeed a leadership challenge, and the challenge is not towards Fred Mitchell. Perhaps it is, because a lot of people are saying that he shouldn't be chairman anymore since he is a minister. So it could be a challenge regarding that. Or is there a challenge in terms of Philip Davis? No, and nay, let me change that. Davis Cooper leadership, because they changed the whole format now. It's no longer the prime minister's leadership. They form a team. And there are persons who are concerned that the way the Progressive Liberal Party is now being managed, they ain't too happy. They won't put back that old system. And that's what this is about. So this is what we're having a conversation about today on what is happening. I want to know your opinion on the supposed campaigning, the videos that we see circulating social media, where we see Mr. Gibson, I could say that because we saw him, giving speeches, announcing that he's running, announcing that... the people call him to run. Was it appropriate, even despite what the chairman of the party said? Is the silence of the prime minister, leader of the party, the Progressive Liberal Party at this present time, does that give consent to what Mr. Mitchell is saying? Or is Mr. Davis being an astute politician and he's watching and deliberating to see the best move for the party? And that's why he hasn't said anything yet, but because he's seeking the temperature of what should be the best move, right? Or is it that the old guard is challenging the leadership? So all of these things we are talking about, and we're going to take a short break right now, and we'll continue this conversation on the other half. Of course, you can call me at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or 242-300-5720 if you're calling from the Family Island. I take note that we see the former Prime Minister Perry Christie give his opinion, saying that Mitchell has erred. We see former PLP senior member Leslie Miller is giving commentary, saying that the PLP is erred, Sheen Gibson should have a right to run and should run. We see him that Mr. Leslie Miller is on the ground now, in the thrust of things, as if he's campaigning. So we wonder, is this something sanctioned by the caucus of the PLP? And will they demand a debate or a competition between whoever else wants to run? We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I'm still skimming through the Guardian newspaper. It said one headline in national news says, contest, Pinta says Mitchell should focus on the war within his own party. And I think the afternoon was just beaten. The chairman of the PLP to respond with that. But they are hinting that there is a war. There is a crack, just like how the FNM has a crack. They're saying there are two peas in the pod. Another headline says, nomination. PLP statement does not stipulate that former MPs cannot apply for nomination. So it seems that there is a loophole and that more likely Shane Gibson, the Honorable Shane Gibson, more likely will apply and go through the process. And now we just have to wait to see what the process is. I know the caller mentioned that the aspirants had gone through a certification and hinted that Shane Gibson didn't go through that certification. However, the PLP constitution does not demand that you have to go through the certification. And if it doesn't demand that you have to go through the certification, the other thing is just policy, internal wrangling, that to say, but I prefer them to go through the course, but it's not necessarily so. And let's say the party decide to go anti-Shane Gibson. What will the people of Grand Bahama West, Grand Bahama say, in Bimini say? Especially if he is the popular choice. Will that cause chaos within the Progressive Liberal Party, or like the note that was sent out, the public issuance was sent out that the final decision will must be accepted by all persons involved. I think some interesting things is ahead. Some interesting times are ahead for the Progressive Liberal Party, but I believe that Philip Davis needs to speak. He needs to reclaim his war room, his machinery, because at this present time, somebody has activated the party's machinery. And I don't know what to think is necessarily the leader of the party. And if they're able to activate the party's machinery without the leader has some challenges ahead. Because I've seen before when the machinery attack senior officers of the Progressive Liberal Party. And then, of course, the chairman and the leadership had to get involved and say, cease and desist, right? But now it seems as if they're challenging the chairman himself and challenging the leader himself. Who can they say cease and desist to? These things we got to be watching. It's going to be interesting. In the meantime, I hope a lot of money is spent in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. I hope these persons, candidates, are generous. People say by-election. It's not going to be a by-election. It's just going to be a by-election. Have a wonderful day. This has been C.A. Nuri, just analyzing things, what's happening. You have a wonderful day.